stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, May 2nd.
Yeah.
Good morning, my dear co-host.
Good morning, my dear co-host.
Good to see you this morning, as always.
You too. You know what sucks in the rain? Again, it's raining.
There's no rain.
No, there is. There is.
There's no rain.
It was pouring down in my house in
Los
Feliz.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in fact, when you walk out, because you can hear it, and what sucks is, well, this is totally broken, is the roof that covers, like, the porch area.
Uh-huh.
It, I don't know, it's like, everything from all the other roofs, I feel like, it all comes and pours on ours. Because, like, there's a building in front of ours that I guess it pours down theirs and then pours on ours. So it's, like, literally, like I can't explain it, like, torrential, just on, like, the porch.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to walk around this to not get wet. And then you do this little dance. And then, yeah,
I don't know how you get all the rain. We don't get any rain here at all.
That's so weird.
It's only a few miles away.
I know, and it was raining on the way over, too.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, it was funny because I didn't know that it was going to rain, and so I got up this morning, and my knee hurt again, and I just got it fixed yesterday, so I'm like, what is going on? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's raining. That's why my knee is hurting, because it's, like, swollen from whatever. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to your knee? Did you say anything to us about it?
Oh.
I don't remember anything.
I think I told you I heard it in soccer. Did I tell you about
soccer? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's I'm not wearing it.
So what do you mean you had it fixed yesterday? What does that mean?
Okay. So, well, I do all my, you know, my voodoo stuff.
I see.
I'm kidding.
I should have known.
No. A friend of mine is, he'll be on the show next week.
Okay.
He is a chiropractor in Beverly Hills, and he is an energy healer, a very good healer. And He adjusted me yesterday and whatnot. And it's interesting because, like, when your knee hurts, it's, like, somewhere in your back that needs to be, like, adjusted or fixed.
Oh, really?
Well. Yeah.
Wow.
It's actually interesting. He, like, went through and broke it all down. And I was like, oh, cool. That makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But I know I'm overcompensating because my left knee used to be really, really bad. And so subconsciously, I now walk more on my right knee, which now it hurts because it moves and it gives out.
You use it more than the other one.
Yeah, wow. And I need to. So what I want to do is actually, I want to do hypnosis so that I can erase the memories of when I got hurt originally so that I won't be overcompensating. Because I'm overcompensating all the time.
Right.
So that I shouldn't be doing that. That's like stupid.
Yeah.
So if I were to go under hypnosis and erase those first few memories and make them better, then it would take away the pain in the left knee.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't be overcompensating.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds oversimplified, you know? I don't know.
I know it sounds crazy to you, but I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So how about that?
So hypnosis can just make you forget about it, you think? Really?
Hypnosis really works. In fact, that's how I stopped biting my nails.
Really?
I was a huge nail biter for years, years. And it was awful. Like, I would literally chew my nails down until, like, there was nothing. And it would be, like, bleeding and gross. And, like, it would just be bad. Like, it was, like, a habit. It was just awful.
Right.
And my girlfriend is a hypnotherapist, Christine. We should have her in here one day. Her name's Christina. She owns a store on Hillhurst called Liberate Emporium. And that's where I do a lot of healing things there on Sunday nights. And, she hypnotized me, and at, like, it was like 3 years ago, and I haven't bitten them since.
Really?
Right. But what she what is interesting is the skin.
You keep amazing me with all these things. You know, maybe I need to check them out.
You should. You know? You should.
I really should.
Oh my gosh, whenever you want to, please let me know. Yeah, I would like. Oh my gosh, I want to follow you around with the camera.
Yeah.
And be like, he's actually doing it. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait till Theo comes here on next Wednesday, I believe, is when he's coming here. And you will see I'll have him work on you.
Okay.
And you will see you'll feel it right away. You'll see a difference like that. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see that.
It'll be interesting.
I really would. Yeah.
And then Gail will work on you too. She'll be here on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Next week we have a really really awesome like week. Not like the lineup. Our guests this week are awesome too. Everyone's awesome. But next week we have really awesome guests that I think you'll be intrigued slightly.
Okay.
Because Gail is the healer that I was telling you about that I went to last Monday.
Right.
This past Monday, where she was picking people out of the audience to heal and whatnot. And she's a medium and she can read, you know, ones that have just passed and giving messages.
Right.
And you would be blown away because that means something to you. And you're like, but not all of us are like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? You know?
Yeah.
But it's really fascinating. So she'll be here on Monday.
Okay.
And we have a couple other guests that are really cool next week. So next week's going to be a really fun pack week.
Yeah, it should be, yeah. Tomorrow, actually, we have a great guest. Her name is Lucia, and she does a show here.
Okay.
Called The Art of Love.
Ah,
and,
nice.
Yeah, so she's a dating expert. She's a cougar. You know, so that'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be a fun. Tomorrow, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Because she always does shows on, like, why men do this, why do they do that, blah, 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 you know.
Oh, her and I will have a blast.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We will have a blast. This will be great.
Yeah.
I'm excited for tomorrow already.
Right. So, yeah, so we have great guests coming up and stuff. I mean, our schedule is full. It's solid.
Yeah, we really are booked.
Yeah.
And then people don't believe. And I wrote, there's this, you have to go on my Facebook page. There's this incredible, incredible violinist. And she's, I mean, she's like, and she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I think she's like maybe 18. I don't know. Maybe a little bit older, and really pretty, very talented, and she bends backwards doing all these. I mean, she's very flexible too. Bends in all these ways while she plays. And
really?
Yeah, you should see her video, and they're amazing. It's very like Irishy, but she's American. And she was on what was it?
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, yeah, America's Got Talent. And I guess 2 years ago, I didn't even realize that the video has been going around recently of her new video. And my brother was like, I'm in love with this girl.
Yeah.
So I went on his page because I was looking on my brother's page. And I was like, oh, well, will you love me if I get her on the show? And so I wrote her, I went to her website and wrote her, and she said, I'd love to be on it.
Wow.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out when, because she's actually performing in New York with a symphony or something there. So she'll be back afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure it out. But I'm like, oh my God, to have her in here would be cool.
Yeah, no,
she's
absolutely
phenomenal.
I mean, having a radio show opens up all doors for you, you know?
Yeah. I know. I was like, I get to score points for my bro.
Yeah.
We
need to start going after bigger stars, you know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, most of them have like charities and shit they want to promote anyway. Causes, you know.
I'm gonna get Michael Johns. I know he'll come on here and do some stuff. I don't know if you know, he was on American Idol. He's on the American Idol tour for the past couple of years, and he broke out on his own, and he's doing really well. He was the Australian guy, if you guys remember. Yeah, the year they did all the Beatles stuff, like, I don't know if you remember, but anyway, so he's pretty big. You would recognize him if you saw him. People like freak out, but it's funny because I've known him for a while.
Right.
And when my TV show was on DirecTV, we were looking for people to help sing the song as the show opened, and we had him do it before he was known.
Really?
I know, it's pretty funny.
Wow.
So, but now he's blown up and all that. But we can get, he'll come on too.
Yeah, I just need to put my mind to it. I'm sure we're going to find a lot of people that would love to be on the show, you know? And
We had Clifton, and Clifton's really big.
Yeah.
You know, and so yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of good friends in places.
Well, we need someone that I know also.
Well, Clifton, you would know if you saw his. I mean, he's been in. If you saw his face, he's been in a ton of movies. Have you seen Capote?
No.
Okay. He's like with.
That's okay. That's okay. Nobody knows who we're talking about anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they could listen back, or I could say his.
You
last
have to listen every
or
day.
Or I could say his last name.
Yeah, you could say his last name.
Clifton Collins.
Clifton
Jr.
Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a huge actor.
Maybe I'm the only one who doesn't know him. I don't know.
Oh, well, he's been in, like, Traffic and the main star in Capote against Philip Seymour Hoffman and him, or the whole movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a big actor.
I'll have
like,
to watch it. Yeah.
His grandfather has a star on Hollywood Boulevard.
Wow.
Anyway.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But, no, he's not big at all. I'm kidding. He has a star. But,
No, but we have great guests, you know.
I know, I'm
people
teasing.
Don't have to be famous to be interesting.
No, and there's a lot of interesting people that are just, there's a lot.
There really are, especially in this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
We just need to go looking for them. Yeah. So, did you hear that Ashton Kutcher is, signed on for another season of 2.5 Men?
Really?
He's getting $700,000 per episode.
Jesus God.
Do you believe that?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, how, you know, this is like so much money.
Yeah.
You know, just to show up and and just have fun, you know? I mean, it's so ridiculous. But the point is that you got to remember that these people are paid based on what they can earn for the network.
Exactly.
You know, and if they're worth a lot of money, I guess they deserve the money they're paid.
Yeah, I just don't really believe that with $750,000 an episode.
It's just the disparity between us and these people.
I
know.
I just don't even like the show.
Really? You don't like it anymore?
I feel like you should get paid more on like a Showtime show or an HBO show. Honestly, you know what? I don't even watch TV unless it... I will say this now. Showtime, HBO, and I will watch a little bit of CW. Mm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't care about
anything. So you're a snobbish pay cable type of a thing.
I totally am. If I could just pay for Showtime and HBO, I would be... And the Aura channel, because I listen to the Aura channel. Uh-huh. Aura channel at night to that's my music. Yeah. I have to sleep with music. I like freak out if I don't. But
so you listen to it from the TV?
Yeah. Oh. It's literally an Aura channel. It's music that helps inspire your aura.
Oh, I
helps
see.
You,
okay.
Sleep and feel better and uppity. And I like to keep my room at a higher vibration.
Yeah.
So yeah. Shut up.
Okay. No, I'm taking it. I'm not saying anything.
Just you wait till next week. You're going to be hit so hard. I'm going to be like, oh my God, I don't know where to... You're going to be like so overwhelmed, but you're going to like be a believer.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
I guess. I don't watch much TV either, but Two and a Half Men is kind of funny, even with Ashton, you know?
Really?
Even without Charlie there. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, it's kind of like sometimes they go out on a limb here and really do some crazy shit, but otherwise, you know. And John Cryer, obviously, is getting less money. They're not saying how much he's getting. Mm. But, and then the little kid gets $300,000. He hardly even shows up, this little kid.
Really?
You know? Yeah, you hardly see him in one or two scenes. That's about it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, here we are, like, working for pennies, and these people are making fucking $1 million an episode. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of disparity, man, in this... In this economy, let me tell you. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I know it. Yeah. I'm going to play your game again.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I really like it. You're like, okay, I have it ready.
Yeah. Now listen, I realized something about the ugly meter.
What?
Is that I'm not going to play it with anyone anymore because, you know, they like people I think would get hurt or get offended when they get a low score.
I told you this.
I mean, it says like borderline offensive. You know?
I told you this. They were banning it from schools. They were trying to take the app away completely.
Yeah.
Because
so I'm not going to do this anymore. Now when I show it to people, I'm just going to do it on my own face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, you know, I was with a friend and he got like 22 and I felt bad. I said, what the fuck? The other day I got 88, Bridget, on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I really think it depends on how you align all the lines.
I told you
it's
because you aligned my eyeball down my cheek and I was like, that's not even right.
Shut up.
And I still got 52%. So I was like, nice. Yeah. I don't really care what a machine says about me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know.
All that cares is you can get all the guys you want. So okay.
No, I'm amazing.
All right, so we're going to play the Akinator, which is like a 20-question type of a thing, but sometimes it goes over 20 questions.
Let me think.
You think of someone, and last time you thought of someone really obscure, but the game still guessed it.
I know. I got to think of someone Muir. Oh, I got it. I got one.
You got one?
Yep.
Okay. Has your character really existed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I put probably. I don't know why. Oh. Well, here I can go back. There's like a back button here. Okay, for those who don't know, it's a game called Akinator. We play it on the iPhone, and it's supposed to guess who you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Is your character gender female?
Yes.
Okay. Is your character a singer? Does he work with the singer?
No.
It's always the same questions, it seems. Does your character play in movies?
No.
I'll bet you it's going to be another one of your history lessons. Is your character famous?
Yes.
Okay. Does your character have children?
No.
No children. Okay. Is your character on a popular TV show?
No.
No. So obviously not an actor or anything. Is your character American?
No.
There we go. History. Is your character still alive?
Nope.
No. You're funny. Did your character die young?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're in question 11. Does your character have Jewish origins?
Don't.
You can do a probably, don't know, probably
can I look
not.
Up?
Also,
no, I'm going to say no. No.
Okay, no. Okay. Not Jewish. Is your character French?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Does your character wear an armor?
Could you wear... I would say yes.
Okay. Is that like something from the French Revolution or something? There, it's guessing. Let's see.
I know it's gonna get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why do you know? Jeanne of Arc.
Yes.
Wow. Jeanne d'Arc.
Jeanne d'Arc.
Yeah, that's in French.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she definitely wasn't Jewish.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I don't think so. No. You never know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want another one?
Yeah.
Do you want to see if we can figure out Sam in the morning?
Okay, let's do it.
Because I put it in already.
Did you?
In other words, when they don't have a person,
yeah. They
let you kind of put it in, and then they
they
kind of remember. You know, I'm not going to do that. That one takes long because, you know,
okay. It
takes a long time and stuff. But do you want to play again? Okay. Can you think of someone really cool?
Yes, I'm going to think of someone really cool.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm actually going to
look it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to look up this one thing because I'm not sure. I'm going to make sure I get this right.
Well, Joan of Arc. Okay, so
I mean that was easy because it was like a French woman that like died early and
right.
I really liked people texting me answers. That's pretty awesome. Okay. This one could be good.
Well, do you think people really enjoy this?
I don't know. I hope so. You know what? I don't really care. I enjoy it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. Okay, let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Has your character really existed?
Yes.
Okay. Is your character a female?
Yes. I always pick females. I haven't thought about that. I'm like, what is
really?
The deal?
That's true.
Yeah.
Is your character on a popular TV show?
No.
No. Okay. Is your character famous?
Yes.
Okay. Is your character a singer?
No. You know what? This one's going to be really hard.
Really? Yep. Is your character an actor?
No.
Okay. It's all history with you. Which is cool. You know, we should have conversations on history and stuff.
Yeah, we should.
I love that.
It's like you're getting a history lesson.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm teaching you.
Is your character still alive?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, so you go for dead people.
I like dead people.
Is your character American?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're getting somewhere. Has your character been dead for more than 100 years?
No.
No. Okay. So something rather recent. Does your character have children?
Joey just texted us, and he said, no, this is boring.
I know it's boring. I'm telling you.
I don't care. I'm having fun.
Let's finish this one. Does
Fine.
Your character have children?
No.
No children. Okay. Those of you not interested, go take a pee and come back.
Yeah, go piss and come back.
Did your character die young?
No.
No. Okay.
This is going to be stumped. Like, no one's going to get this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Is your character blind?
No. It's not Helen Keller.
Is that what he thinks it is?
Yeah, I think it's Helen Keller.
Has your character been dead for more than 20 years?
I got to add. Yes.
Yeah? Was it before 1992?
Yes.
Okay, so it is, yes.
You're checking my math.
Has your character killed humans?
No. Right. I thought that would have been really cool.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Is your character a writer?
No.
Not a writer. Okay. Does your character have Does it have white skin? Does he or
yes.
whoever? White skin. Okay. Is your character into politics?
No.
Well, we should have known that one.
Yeah, fuck that.
Does your character have a job linked with arts?
Yes.
Is your character a painter?
Yes.
Oh. Is your character linked with children?
Nope.
No children. So it's a painter. I think I know, but who knows?
You won't know.
Is your character famous under a nickname?
No.
No. Oops. Okay. Is your character handicapped?
Nope.
No.
Well,
they misspelled handicapped anyway. Has your character lived in France?
Nope. It's all American.
Yeah, you're stumping it. It's number 24. Really. Is your character an adult man?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Is your character white? They already asked that.
Yes.
Right. They asked about the white skin. What is this? So now it's guessing again. I don't think it'll get that.
No, it's not going to get it.
It wasn't very specific in the questions. Didn't seem like it was close.
Oh, shit.
Well, Georgia O'Keeffe?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Very good.
I know. I was like, you'll never guess it.
Wow.
It's a very famous artist.
Good for you. Yes, she is.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay, we'll put you guys out of your misery and we'll go back to talking.
Yeah, so we'll go back to talking.
Remember that I talked about the Octomom wanting to do a porn video.
And I talked about her being so large that she would probably have two cocks in her.
So apparently, you know, she was saying she didn't want any touching or kissing. And I asked, what kind of porn is this? And I guess she's talking about masturbation video.
Also, she wants to do it on her, like,
yeah,
by herself.
On
so,
herself.
Isn't that what Jen Padova does, though? She plays herself.
Yeah, the star
she's,
we had on.
Yeah,
for
and
a
she's
while.
Very well known.
That's true.
So
does she only do solo? Did she say?
Now I think. Now yeah. I know it for sure. She does it out of her house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And puts a camera on.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So I mean, hey.
Yeah.
So whatever, she's so going to. Ew, gosh. You know what though? I will say this. I will look. I
yeah.
would look because I'm curious.
Everybody
she popped out how many
yeah.
kids?
Yeah.
Out of that vajayjay? 14 kids. They're all hers, right?
Right.
She popped them out of that same vajayjay.
Yeah.
That has got to be
you
one stretched out vajayjay. She could probably put a melon. Ew, God. I'm just thinking of things she could do. And that is gnarly.
Yeah. Don't put a melon in there, for crying out loud.
But I say I will watch it.
Yeah.
Once, just to see, because I'd be curious what it looks like.
Yeah. Did you know, I've seen a picture once. Somebody sent me a weird picture. You know, some of those weird porn and this guy sticking his whole head inside a vagina.
No way.
Yes.
No
a,
way.
A bald guy, yeah.
What, really, where?
Yeah.
It's got to be
I'll
doctored.
I'll find it for
because
you.
Because you can't, I mean, I'm joking, but you can't really stretch it that much.
Yeah.
To push it out, I could, I guess, because you're a baby, like,
right.
you're pushing it, you're like, like a shit, you're pushing
yeah.
it out. But like,
well, maybe
how would
not
you
the
go
whole
to push
head,
it in?
Maybe all the way up to your forehead.
Maybe if
or
he ran,
you know?
Maybe he ran and dove in it. Open up. Oh my God.
That's true. Who knows if it stretches that much? But I think for
I
some
know.
Women it does, you know.
This is so disgusting. Oh my God. I'm seriously getting sick right now.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's what she's gonna do. I don't know how many people would actually get turned on by it, but I'm sure people would be curious to know what's going on.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is her website gonna be? Does she have that up yet or no?
No, not yet.
And
know.
So is she doing it on her own, like literally, or is a porn company?
Well,
going
she's
to help
not
her?
Doing it. She's waiting for someone to make an offer, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, someone will make an offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
I mean,
will.
You won't want to see Octomom's twat. That just sounds funny. It really does. I mean, because I'm pretty sure. Okay.
And then she's got 14 kids to explain this to when they grow up.
Exactly. You know? But you know what else is disgusting, too, is that I thought about? Like, my brain just goes there. So, okay. Have you ever noticed how some girls' vajayjays are, like, weird colors?
Yes.
Okay. I just find it interesting. So, like, is it because if it's been...
banged a lot?
If it's been beaten up more, is it purple? Is that why some are, like, weird colors?
I think it has to do with the color of your skin, don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, it has to do with the color of your skin, you know? I mean, just like with nipples, you know? I mean, on darker-skinned
yeah.
girls, it's brown.
Because I know when we were talking about this before, because I remember when I was, like, flipping through the channels, I was telling you, I was watching this with a friend, like, I don't know, a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's just stop and watch this video because I was going to host for this. Remember I told you the amateur videos?
Right.
And I wouldn't have known what it was because I was just going in to read the teleprompter and then I was leaving. So I wouldn't have seen the videos.
Right.
But I turned it down. But or I didn't. It was yeah, gross. I wouldn't do what they wanted me to do. And I was like, this isn't going to work. I'm not saying that.
What did they want you to do?
Well,
can you share?
Well, no, I was like saying certain things. I was trying to get away from Extends. Like Extends is actual like hosting on regular TV, you know, and stuff. And I've been doing that for 8 years and whatnot. And I'm trying to get away from like, you know, the whole, yes, it's just a pill that makes guys larger, but it's just, it leads into like segues for sexual things.
So that's true.
I just didn't, I don't want to go that way. So anyway, I was up to host for Playboy TV and for the show that was called America's Amateur Videos. And they had it hosted by a porn star the first year. And the second year, they wanted to change it up and get a mainstream person. So I was up for hosting it. And I went in, and, you know, I would just read the teleprompter and whatnot. But they wanted me to get kind of graphic and actually talk about, like, you know, like I am right now.
Right.
Which to me then was like, I'm really trying to move away from this. Like, I'm trying to, because I was also hosting for CBS Radio, which Disney stuff. And I remember being on a Disney carpet.
CBS is not Disney.
I mean, it's, you're right.
ABC is Disney.
What I meant to say was I was on this carpet for a Disney event.
Confusing. That's okay.
But I was hosting for CBS Radio and was on this Disney event. And here I am interviewing kids and interviewing Steve Carell. And Kit, the kid that are in the film. And across from me is this huge crowd of screaming fans.
Yeah.
And they're not saying anything to them. What do they do? Bruschetta, oh my God, it's the Extends girl. Does it really work? Does it really make your penis grow larger? And I'm like, oh my God. I turn bright red. And I'm like, I am interviewing this little girl who is in the movie.
Yeah.
And then Steve Carell's next. And I'm like, this isn't, I've got to ignore them. But I was like, wow.
You're right. You see, so you're smart of thinking that way.
So I just didn't want to do it. And I was like, yeah, I'm just not going to, I'm not going to do it. Like, I was like, I'm comfortable with this and I'm not comfortable with that. And they're like, all right. And they wound up actually going back and using a porn star again. So, but anyway, my point was, I was flipping through the channels because I hadn't seen the show and it was on. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to stop and watch what I would have been doing.
Right.
And there was all these girls like beating up. I mean, that was my thing when we were talking about before. It's like, if you're going to do, if you're going to submit yourself to a show and know that your body is going to be on national TV for amateur home videos, given they're an amateur, you would think that you would wax or shave correctly, not have razor bumps, whatever, make up it up. I don't know, like, whatever. We talked about this before slightly.
Right, but amateur, but isn't that like for their own use pretty much? Or?
But they're going on, it's like America's Funniest Home Videos and they get paid.
Okay.
Except it's America's sex, like amateur home videos.
Right.
And then there's a winner for Playboy. They like, so my point is wouldn't you want to make your video good?
Yeah.
Given that it's like shitty quality, but wouldn't you want to like, if you have a razor bump, wouldn't you like, I don't know, pick it?
It's gross.
Or wait till it goes away, or like spray tan or something. Like, it's just gross. I don't know. I don't have razor bumps because I laser, you know, but just, you would just think that you'd be more like trim, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And it was, I found it, I was disgusted. I was grossed out. And I didn't realize that so many different girls' labias look different ways.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, bleh. You know, like, I guess I've only seen the pretty ones.
Yeah. I don't know. to me, they're all attractive. I haven't seen ugly ones.
But I'm just saying, there were some beat up ones. Like, they were discolored. And I'm like, why is part of it purple and part of it not? And, like, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Is it because the...
Usually it's purple when there's blood there, you know? So when you're aroused or something, I think.
I've never seen that.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah. So they actually show the vagina in its condition.
Yeah, they show everything. And that's why I was like, this is crazy. Like, wow, I'm glad I didn't do the show.
Yeah.
But not that I would have been doing that. I would have just been hosting it, but I'm so glad I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, who would submit these videos? And now, I don't know, I just feel like you need to be perfect if you're submitting a video.
Yeah.
Like, blah, 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 blah.
No,
blah,
people
blah.
Don't care, you know? I mean, there's
clearly.
That, yeah.
That's,
you know, I mean, many people
famous.
Have affairs and stuff with people that are less attractive than their partner. You
yeah,
know.
I think that's just because of the fact that there's an affair. I think that's a psychological thing that they're getting away with something.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it's
still,
like,
you know, I
and
mean,
and it's just chemistry too. It's not just like, I mean, with it's, you have to have like a good energy with a person.
Right.
If you haven't, if you ever had that moment where you like, you meet someone and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to know more about this person, or like, there's something about them I just need to know more. Have you ever had that? Like, that's energy.
Yeah.
That's like your chemistry, your energy. Like, they used to say like chemistry all the time, but basically it's just your, it's really energy. Everything's energy.
Right.
It's just your energy, say, like, liking and being attracted to this person. So it doesn't matter what they look like. Like, I used to get made fun of a lot because I did it to people that, or a person, that people were like, what are you doing? Why?
Really?
Blah, blah, blah. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a couple of years ago. And I was like, it doesn't matter because it's all about the energy with that person. Mm. It's who I am with that person, what that person makes me, how right. I feel around them, how we're like crazy, like can't keep our hands off each other. You know, like,
right. Yeah.
Who cares what they look like? Yeah. So, I mean,
who cares what they look like?
But anyway, but yeah. I think with like, with affairs and such, I feel like it's more about, okay, if a guy or a girl is looking for something, like, you know, they're cheating or whatever, or they just want someone they can trust, mm-hmm. obviously, like A, someone they can trust, and B, someone they can talk sexy with. Like they can yeah. feel, be comfortable, be a different self. They're not with their wife or husband. Mm. Like be more sexual. So maybe like their wife or husband is like dull or boring or like it's the same thing all the time. It's like, right. I'm going to have sex. It's going to be this way. It's going to be that way, blah, blah, and we're done. Right. You know, and it's like, and they can't spice it up or they can't have that convo. It's going to be someone who they think is intriguing, fun, sexy. They can trust and they can be a different sexually. They're going to, the whole point of cheating is to like explore different things sexually, feel different. There's a different feeling they're getting from that person.
Yeah. I think it's about how the person makes you feel about yourself when you're with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think, you know, maybe in a relationship and stuff, you know, things get stale after a while.
They're lacking something.
Yeah.
It's something you guys are lacking.
Right.
Whatever it could be.
Right.
You know, maybe it's sex. It's got, usually it's sexual. Usually it's like fantasies or it's lacking oomph, or maybe it's time, you know, right. you guys just don't have time anymore. So it's like, okay, you've got all these like crazy fantasies and you want to fulfill them out. What do you do?
Right.
Like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think cheating is the answer though. You know,
no, I'm not saying it is. I'm not condoning it.
I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying in general
yeah.
that, you know, I mean, it may be justified and everything, but you're still hurting somebody, you
right.
know, and that's the problem with that.
Right.
You know?
No, absolutely. So, and
yeah. So I think, you know, if you're hungry for someone else, then you got to break up your relationship first and then
agreed.
Move on to another one. You know,
it's so funny because like, it's so weird. Back in the day I just did not care about anyone. I mean, I care about people. I have always cared about people, but it was like, I dated a guy for 5 years and we broke up like for a 2.5 year point. We broke up for like 3 months in between. Mm-hmm. And during those 3 months, I decided to date several different people. And I continued to do so until we started sort of in the very beginning of dating again. I think like he was just so awful that I was like, I don't know if I want to go back to him or not, but I was drawn to him. So I was like literally dating like, okay, like 6 people at one time.
Wow.
And oh yes. And my mother was like, I can't deal with this shit, Brigetta. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
And back in the day, it's like, I used to lie a lot, like not mm-hmm. to my parents, not lie about stories, right. lie to my parents because I was always in trouble or they were very strict.
Right.
And I would lie to get myself out of trouble. Like, oh, I'm going to a girl. Like, stupid lies. Like, I'm going to my girlfriend's house. Or, did you go out last night? No, we studied. You know, like, just stupid stuff. But I had no problem just literally just making it up and make. It was, like, all about not getting in trouble
right.
back then. Like,
yeah.
don't get caught and just lie to not get caught. And I was a badass back in the day. I did a lot of stupid things. But anyway, I was seeing 6 different people at once. And I didn't tell anyone about the other.
Right.
And
how do you keep it all straight? I mean, you know,
I don't know.
I once tried dating 2 women at the same time and I couldn't keep everything straight. You know?
It was hard. It was very difficult. And well, this is what I was saying. Like now I could never do it. I can't even lie. Like I can't.
Yeah.
Like I like feel guilty. I feel so like I can't do it. I can't even do like the slightest. It's
right.
It sucks. But I think it has to do with like my morals are different. My energy is different. I believe in like karma and stuff. And I feel like I paid off a lot of my karmic debts.
Right.
So I feel like I can't do it. Like I can't lie. I can't, you know, and I don't want to hurt people because I read people so well. Like I'm so sensitive. Back in the day, I was sensitive, but I blocked it off. I was like, this is my world and I'm doing what I want. And it's my way for a change. And I was 6 different people. It was really hard to keep up with. And my mother used to like go and say, like, literally it would be like one time where, you know, I'm out with one person and I come back and meet another person and then come back and go with someone else.
Right.
And not that I'm having sex with all of them, but I wasn't, but it was the fact that I was very involved with each one of them.
Right.
It was just, it came to a point where I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing, but
it's kind of fun. I mean,
it became a game, I think, because I was really hurt by the ex that we broke up with in the
right.
meantime.
Yeah.
We started going sour and I knew he was like talking to this other girl. And that's why we broke up kind of thing. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And he's like, but I still care. And I'm like, well, you know what? Let's break up. See other people. And if we get back. We get back.
What'd you do?
I spilled water.
Oh,
uh-oh. Wait. We'll use this.
Oh, God.
We're using my jacket. That came in handy. It stopped all the water. Okay, I'm sorry. No more open drinks.
Okay, at least it's water, so it's not a it's not a bad thing. We've got electronic stuff here, so we've got to be careful.
And you have an Italian that flails hands. Flailing hands. I flailed it and it knocked
talk
over.
Talk with my hands.
I talk with my hands. Oh, my God.
So going back to the Five Guys. All right, so.
Yeah. It was like, it was a game to me. So I did it because I was like, fuck men. And if he can do it with one, I can do it with six, including him.
Wow. So you decided to act out completely.
I did. Wow. I did. And, you know, and I did it again later in life. I did it when I first moved to L.A. And that was really hard, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know how.
You showed him, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. And it was very confusing and very hard. And, like, it was like, oh, my God, how do I keep stories? How do I do this? How do I do that? But, you know what? It made me a good actor.
But, you know, I mean, that stuff, like, is...
I learned from it all. I could never do that again. I just couldn't. Like, I just feel bad.
I mean, that would destroy a guy, you know?
Yeah.
It really would.
Back then, I just didn't care. Yeah. I was so hurt, I just did not care. You know, I was like, I'm on a vengeance, blah, blah, blah. You should read some of the stories and things I've done in my life are really bad.
Well, it's a good thing you found your way at a later age.
It's a good thing. Well, I'm actually going to write, I'm right in the middle of writing a book about a bunch of things that I've done. And because it's funny. It's hilarious. Yeah. You'll never believe it. Right. My girlfriend and I were really bad together. Yes, use your brain because my brain goes those places.
Really?
So my brain did go
those
places.
What do you mean really bad?
We would, you know, double team.
Play around and stuff?
We would double team guys.
Really?
And whatnot. Oh, yeah. We were. Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
First moved to LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. We were.
It's not too long ago.
I know. 10 years ago. We've had our fun.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, whatever.
I think you could write a book. I think your life is pretty interesting. You know, you keep it pretty.
It's an interesting book because a lot of people that you would know that are involved. That you know, I'm not mentioning names in some areas, but in other ones, they're not a big deal. But they're very interesting stories. It's the tales of two girls, us basically, and what we went through and how we got burned by men and how I decided that I got burned by men, so now I'm going to burn men. And that was my plan.
Really?
And I did. And it wasn't that I burned them. It was the fact that I was like, I'm going to be a player. If men can be a player, why can't women?
Right.
And I remember when the Christina Aguilera Dirty song came out and, you know, the other song too, it's like, it's just the double standard whole thing. And she was talking about that. And I'm like, it's true. It's not fair.
Right.
You know? And so I did. And I went on this. I have to sneeze. Hold on.
Bless you. Gesundheit.
I'm a disaster this morning. At least I'm not shitting because I got a client yesterday. Anyway.
Did that help? Are you back to normal now?
It helped a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helped a lot. It felt great. And then I ate food last night and then got a little like weird again. But
really?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'll be okay.
Good.
But just not going to drink or anything for a while and just going to be...
Yeah.
Like, you know, not because I've been getting dehydrated recently. Anyway, whatever. Long story. So let me go to this. So yeah, I was the biggest player. And so I had this little black book, literally, and I would write down names. And I decided that I wanted to conquer men. And I wanted to reach a certain number of men that I've slept with. Yep.
Wow.
I wanted to do it. I had
a
goal.
What was that number?
I will never tell.
Really?
I will never tell.
Did you pass that number?
I will never tell. Yeah, I passed it.
Really?
I did. I was on this rampage.
Wow.
And yes, I'm fine and I'm safe and all that. But I back then was like, I don't care. Like, I really just want to, like, fuck men, literally. Like, I was just, I'm going to see what it's like to be on their side.
Right.
Or to do what they're dating, just women. Because, like, especially in L.A., like, men just don't care. They go through women left and right.
Mm.
So I did that, and I played this game of what it would be like. And it was very, you get on a high for a while.
Right.
Like, it was like, I don't care.
Were the guys deserving, though? I mean.
I didn't care.
Didn't care. Huh?
Didn't care.
Wow.
Did not care. I used them all.
So you were hurt.
Yeah.
You were hurt.
I was.
Yeah.
I used them all for sex.
Yeah.
That's all it was. And did not care. And went through my slew of men. And wanted to see what it was like to be a playa for real.
Mm.
And wrote them all down in the book of accomplishments. And I know. It's fucked up. That's what I did. And it was very empowering for a while. Like you feel very empowered. And then it got sad. And then it was like, wow, this is just really empty.
Yeah.
What am I doing? This is just completely meaningless.
That's empty. True. It's a lonely task.
Yeah. It became, well, first it was like game with myself, just so I could beat my number. And then my friends were like, I can't believe you're doing this. I'm like, I don't really care. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I'm really glad that I'm doing it. Like, it's an experience to talk about.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm writing a book basically all based on that and what it is. And I'm in the middle of that now. So
yeah,
it's pretty hilarious. Yeah.
Wow. We should make a game of trying to guess your number.
what would the prize be? No, you're not sleeping. No one's sleeping with me. Well, the winner does not get that. The winner gets. I don't know.
A massage. A pair of your undies.
Oh my God. We already have the creeper in my closet who stole undies. You know what they get? Oh my God. So Jesse came home the other day. I posted on Facebook. She went to the clinic.
Your roommate?
Yeah, and came back with... They give her a bunch of condoms when you go to the clinic.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing about these condoms, I posted a picture because I thought it was so funny. I'm like, don't they look like Christmas candy? No, they're not edible. Red and green condoms.
Really?
I was dying laughing. Who wants to see a red or green cock?
Yeah.
You know, who wants to, like, what? Do they glow in the dark? At least let them glow in the dark.
Yeah.
But it's like... You know, they're the ones that are going to break the colored ones. Like, did you ever, maybe not because it came from the clinic. So maybe not. It came from Planned Parenthood. But I just think that's like, it's really funny. I was like, red and green, really? And they do look like little like candies.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny. So I did take a picture and I Twittered it.
Wow.
Things I do. I know. But yes, back to my colonic. I felt amazing. Yeah. And I recommend getting like people who... Get colonics, you feel better, you have more energy. Yeah, if you feel lethargic or like you just...
It empties you out pretty much, right?
Yeah, it cleans you out. Also, you guys don't realize that, you know, especially for men, it's really important. And believe it or not, a lot of sports teams go and get them done. Like the Lakers go and get them done and all that because it actually helps you perform like better because you have more energy and whatnot.
Right.
It's hard for men because men get cancer there. So
prostate, you mean? Colon cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's important to get it cleansed out because a lot of things, especially if you eat red meat, a lot of things stick to the walls of the colon for like years.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So it's crazy. And so this kind of like gets it all out.
Yeah.
Literally. But you got to go like 3 times for it to fully be effective.
Yeah.
But you feel amazing after the first one. It's like, wow, boom, amazing. Yeah.
I know, after you get the fear of having something stuck up your ass.
But it's not stuck up that far. Actually, this is a new system, and your poop doesn't go out of the tube. It goes in this, you're laying in this, like, bed, okay? And in the bed has, like, a hole in it. So you, like, go in the hole.
Yeah.
So the tube is literally as long, look at your fingernail. It's as long as your fingernail. That's
really?
It. It just goes, because it's just pushing the water in.
Right.
And then when you, like, go, it goes out. Not in the tube, it goes out into like the tube.
So it's like enema, right? It works like
and
that.
You control it yourself. Like they're not in the room with you. You can have them if you want them. You press the doorbell and they come in. But you control it yourself. They show you how to use the controls and you do it yourself. So you're in there for 45 minutes by yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. It's not like it's invading or anything at all.
That's
no one sees anything.
Yeah.
So and there's like a hose you can like wash. It's pretty interesting.
How gross.
Not to be gross, but it's gross. I know. But I'm like, men are scared, like so scared of it. But it's not that far. It doesn't go that far in you at all.
It's not about the scary stuff. It's just about, you know, I don't know. It feels uncomfortable, but I can see what you're saying. You know, I mean, a lot of medical procedures are uncomfortable, but they do good things for you.
Yeah, you feel
know?
Like so
like
much
colonoscopy
better.
Is not fun either. You know, but you have to have it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Or when you go to the doctor, he sticks his finger up your ass.
I've never had that, thank you.
No, I think they do it to guys.
Yeah, they do, and they say cough.
No, the coughing is for your balls.
Oh, I don't know. I thought they stick your finger up and they say cough. I don't know. I thought it do.
You don't want to cough with a finger up your ass.
I thought that was the point. I have no idea.
Oh, well, man. I don't know. I feel bad for doctors, you know? I mean, you know, it's... Well, incidentally, we're talking about doctors. I was just reading that doctors are complaining they're being underpaid.
Mm.
Doctors.
Okay.
Now, these are the people that make probably most money, more money than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know, doctors are some of the highest paid professionals in the country.
Right, I would
say. So now they're complaining they're not making enough money. And I'm asking you, you know, what the hell is this? Because, you know, I mean, they probably make more money in 1 year than we make in our lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and then they complain. But you know what? At the same time, I got to tell you, and that's what we were talking about, is they have to deal with so many gross things and so much like...
So many gross things. But not only that, you're forgetting the hours are around the clock.
That's true.
They're literally working, you know, around the clock. Like,
they work their asses off.
Yeah, especially if you're in the ER area. I mean, that's, you're seeing people... I mean, ER is like, they don't have enough doctors, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just like... It's like you come in and like, depending what ER you're working at, but people are coming in left and right with like gushing blood and like babies and sicknesses and coughing kids and like fingers cut off and like broken bones and literally one after the other. And you're literally running from like room to room to room to room to room.
Right.
And you're tired and you're working, what, 14 hours sometimes? Your shifts or whatever, 10 hours, whatever your shifts are. And it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so they should be
getting paid. And I can't imagine that type of work. I mean, you're in the clinic all the time. You don't see any daylight. You know, you're constantly seeing sick people and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. How much fun can that be?
Yeah. I give it up to them. It's a lot. I mean, I would like to be a holistic doctor. Like, I'd be a holistic healing. I couldn't be in an ER.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problem with blood and anything. I worked in search and rescue when I was younger, so I've seen stuff. Yeah. And I've broken all kinds of crap. But so blood doesn't, I don't care about blood.
Right.
Like, I actually originally wanted to be a profiler for the FBI.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I went and studied at Quantico and did some training way back and briefly, not like it was, you know, full on because I was young, but I was in the Explorer program and I saw all kinds of things.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, a profiler basically is like going into murder scenes, looking at the murder scene, deciding how, who, why, motives, just figuring the whole thing. It's like Dexter going in, but not doing the blood analysis, like going in and figuring it out.
Yeah, like doing the psychological analysis of who the killer would be or
exactly
or the criminal, yeah.
I wanted to be a profiler for the FBI, and actually my neighbor worked for the FBI, so that's kind of how I got in.
So why did you get out of it? I mean, why didn't you pursue it?
Because commercials paid a lot at the time. And I was like, ooh, I'll do that.
FBI for you.
Yeah, but I did. I considered all kinds. I also wanted to be a lawyer back in the day, which in a way I'm kind of, I wish I did do that because I would really be an awesome freaking lawyer.
You think so?
Oh my God. Yeah. With the way I talk, come on.
Yeah.
And
but you know what?
I argue.
Like all, you know, most of the lawyers I met are really terrible people.
I agree. And that's the thing. Like, it's like where your morals of a case, it's like, what cases do you take on? But I know some really good
Not
lawyers.
Not only that, but they also know how to screw you. And they do, you know? I mean, they know.
It's all about winning the case.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with me. I feel like it's more about morals. Like, I want the bad guy to be caught. And I want the good guy. You know what I mean? I want, like, a situation. I want it to be fair. I want it to be right and just.
Yeah.
And I am a fair and just person. It's like, you know, something that, I don't know. So that would be really hard for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, I guess Facebook is now encouraging organ donations. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah. So I guess you're going to be able to put it on your profile.
Interesting.
Would you donate an organ?
Yes.
You would?
When I die.
When you die?
Yeah, I'll donate my body.
Okay, but what about when you're alive? You wouldn't do that, huh?
No.
Like a kidney or something.
I can't. Mine are, like, bad.
Shot?
Yeah. And I can't anyway because I had Lyme disease before.
Right.
I can't.
Yeah.
So, I'm out.
But you don't mind if they take body parts out when you die, right?
I'm dead.
I mean, are you going to be buried in the ground or do you want to be cremated?
I actually want to be cremated.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
I want my ashes spread around. I feel like...
Don't you
want
to have a place where people come and visit you?
Maybe I'd make a memorial.
Do it for them.
I'd make them... Right. Maybe what I would do is take a little bit of the ashes and have the ashes buried in something in the ground, and that would be my memorial. But the rest of them, I would like spread around the world because I feel like, you know, we are nothing but energy and souls.
Right.
And I have lived many lifetimes all over the universe, but all over this world, and I'd rather have my ashes spread in places that were meaningful to me.
Oh, okay.
At some point, because it's what I want, and I, you know, like spreading the ashes around, or maybe my soul will come back, and maybe it won't, but that's what I want.
Your soul will come back. They all do, right?
Yeah.
They all do. All right. Well, this is it for today, Brigetta. Thanks. Stay out of the rain. I don't see any rain, but if you say there is, I have to agree.
Look at this guy over here.
Yeah. It looks like winter outside, but you know, I don't see any rain. Anyway, thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.